Public Broadcasting Network.
Welcome. And that was a request from one of the listeners last week, the Gitmos, We Are the Massad. So I dug it up and I was going to play a different song, but that one popped into my head. I was looking at my notes from last week. I was like, oh, let me look this up. And so I decided to start the show with We Are the Massad. So pretty funny song, you know. Well, a lot of political lyrics in this band's repertoire, I should say. And I really haven't really looked into a lot of it, but I just thought about it when I started digging through my notes. So hope you enjoyed that. Many things transpired over the week. Our buddy down there in Austin, Mr. Jones, has been flipped out about his live streams through YouTube and Facebook and so forth being taken down. And look, there's a whole lot of censorship here. And I've been covering this for months. This went into high gear really heavily post-Trump. And so this, you know, Ajit Pai, gentleman, the death-threatened FCC commissioner, what he's been up to, and, you know, Trump with his big shadow banning tweets this week. And I'll get into some of that today. Ken, if you would get clip two ready, Blackstone Intelligence. I'm going to play a little bit of this one. It's a long clip, but I'm just going to play a little bit of the beginning to give you a feel for it. So basically, Mike Adams from naturalnews.com, he is back, cemented back in with the InfoWars operation. So him and Alex, I don't know if they had a fallout or something of this nature for quite a while. Alex cozied up with Dr. Group over at the Global Healing Center and the kind of nutraceutical angle got off the ground. And so we'll see whether down the road here, Mike Adams with his own line of products and his own lab and so forth and so on. We'll see what happens with the political or business underbelly of this relationship. But anyway, Mike Adams put out this big 50-something page report about the agenda of censorship, and Jones has been talking about how they've gotten it into the president's hand, and hence the shadow banning tweet of the president. And, you know, Roger Stone is a big buddy of Trump, okay? And Cohn and Stone and Trump have been running around for some decades, known each other in political circles. And so let's listen to a little bit of this clip, and then we'll talk a little bit more about this. Go ahead and roll clip two.
The Drudge Report has linked over to a Daily Mail article that's talking about Donald Trump's tweet today about shadow banning. Trump warns Twitter it will be investigated for shadow banning conservatives as he calls practice of depressing their exposure discriminatory and illegal. And here is the tweet that he put out. Twitter shadow banning prominent Republicans, not good. We will look into this discriminatory and illegal practice at once. Many complaints. But for those that are on any social media, you know that it isn't just Twitter that does the shadow banning. Facebook does it. Facebook does it a lot. And that is one of the reasons that Facebook right now is getting slammed. Absolutely slammed. Facebook's $100 billion plus route is the biggest loss in stock market history. Facebook's plunge drops Zuckerberg down the billionaire ranks behind a guy many Americans may not know. And it goes on. This is just, it's being covered a whole lot. Housing market slowing down. So there's a whole lot here about this. Facebook is facing the music. They are having to deal with the fallout of years of this kind of practice. So it's not just Twitter. In fact, it happens on YouTube quite a bit. And I'll show you an example here of this happening on YouTube. This is the
you can
video
stop
that
there.
I put up.
So, and we all know, those of us that pay attention, I've been covering this forever. YouTubers' channels getting removed, frozen. I mean, Mike Adams over at Natural News, High Impact Flicks. A bunch of these big YouTubers have lost their channels, and some of them got them back. All kinds of interesting thing. That's the thing where Matt Drudge, you know, you can talk smack about him being gay and Jewish and all the rest of it, but he basically called it out and called these places ghettos. And Ken sent me SGT report, and I've got a clip to play on that. Ken, if you would get 18 ready. Anyway, a whole bunch of these folks, and I've been covering this constantly about bigger platform people and even smaller one. You hit a certain mystical third rail, and there goes your channel and all your content. So a lot of people have learned to back up their content before they upload to YouTube and so forth, so to where they still have it. Now Mike Adams is starting his real video platform. I'm sure that's not going to be 100% free speech either. Let some revisionist historians and researchers into Kosher Nostra and certain elements of other things get in there, and I'm sure that they'll we'll see whether the censorship works, you know, over on
that. All right, sorry about that, folks. It seems that as I'm talking about the censorship and so forth, that my system just got hit. And so now I'm on the phone, and I'm resetting my whole system while I'm waiting to do that. But let me get back to this. Let me get back to my notes here. So anyway, the SGT report. Now, remember, SGT did the very viral, they mirrored a very viral video of another channel over here. And I don't know if this other channel's still up, but SGT did, and I covered this, Q, the plan to save the world. Remember, we've all watched that, and we've all, let's say, actuaried that out, and half the people think it's a bogus psyop, and other people think, well, this is possible, so forth and so on. So, Ken, why don't you roll clip 18, and I'm going to try to get my system back together.
Hey, what's up, guys? Gons here for the Face Like the Sun channel. Bad news to start off this video. Sean's channel SGT report was deleted. He tweeted this out a few hours ago. New post, YouTube is even worse than Big Brother. They delete history altogether. And I don't know why this like or heart or whatever was taken down. But anyway, well, that went from 75 to 84. Weird Twitter. All right, anyway, so I'm really bummed about this one because I feel like we lost a soldier, like a running mate here. You know, I've been talking to friends and behind the scenes here have been talking a little bit about trying to figure out building ways or systems to preserve some of the information, and really not just the information, but the education that channels like SGT Report provides. And I mean that wholeheartedly. It's not just information that opposes the mainstream and the stuff you're not going to hear about. This is educational because it helps you understand the world at large. Not, you know, even if you disagree with the things Sean talks about or the things he posts about, you can't deny the fact that, number one, his heart is in the right place. Number two, that the censoring of people like Sean is because they don't want people out there to question authoritative outlets that control the narrative of the entire world. And when you start picking at how the magic trick is done and exposing some of their tactics and methodologies, they don't like it because it undoes the deception, it undoes the brainwashing, and the methods they use no longer work. You know, I can watch a movie now and, man, I'm sitting there the whole time going, wow, there's just the symbolism is over the top. This here, that there. And there's no way I can even put it in videos now because there's so much stuff everywhere. It's a constant flow of this propaganda, of this occult knowledge, of this historic, mystical, religious prophecy that they've always wanted to do that really became tangible, I think, in the last century. And all the meetings took place to make this happen, to facilitate it. And that's something that's documented, and I'm going to plug it again, and I'm going to keep plugging it. The Minds of Men, a film by Aaron and Melissa Dykes. You guys have to go support them and watch this film because this will really fill you in on the information, the hard data, and the circumstantial information that all adds up to, man, they were doing some messed up stuff to people, to innocent
people. All right,
people.
Go ahead
they
and stop it there. And we are back, and I'm back on my set up, and I probably shouldn't even say that because some jerk somewhere along the way might hit a button and throw me off again. But anyway, The Minds of Men, that's the latest True Stream Media documentary. I have not seen it as of this point. But another big channel goes down, SGT Report. And, you know, look, YouTube for now, there needs to be another big platform. It looked, are we back, Ken? Oh, boy. This is getting interesting tonight. But anyway, you had TrueTube.tv with Mike Delaney over at ProThink for a while. I don't even know if that's still up. I haven't even looked over there. But there have been other people that have tried to develop video platforms that are similar to YouTube. And there's other ones out there, Vimeo and a whole bunch of other ones. But none of them has the name recognition and the size and so forth and so on. So a lot of people feel that they have to stick with Google's little subsidiary, YouTube, unfortunately. And I was thinking about this. And Ken said the SGT came back up. I did not know that. And so good if it did. Anyway, these places are all, you know, out there on the West Coast. There's stuff in Seattle with Microsoft. And, you know, I was listening to this gang stalking whistleblower talking about the city of Seattle. And I didn't get a clip together about Seattle. Maybe I'll play it next week. But this might have been at that gang stalking symposium that was over there that Dr. Kevin Barrett and some of them went to over in France, maybe about a year and a half ago or a year ago or so. But he was talking about them doing experiments on the whole city of Seattle. You know, basically these kind of wave and various, you know, basically methods to sway mood. And, you know, Seattle's got a huge suicide problem, and it has for a long, long time. So it's just a weird, you know, and it rains a lot up there. Ken said Lift the Veil went down and came back the same day and so the next day and so forth. So they're tinkering, YouTube's tinkering with some of these channels that cover the very controversial content. And so Alex Jones is dealing with his own thing. Ken, if you want to get number 20 ready. And I was going to play this last week, but I opened up the phones. We took a lot of calls. And then you just don't get to some of the material when you open the phones and you start taking calls. No big deal. It's fun to take calls as well, but sometimes you'll want to. I've carried over some of the stuff from last week that I didn't get to play. And clip number 20 is this Jewish congressman Deutsch. Okay, he's down there. He was they caught him right after Parkland. He's that congressman from down there, and he's all interested in banning conspiracy sites. And I didn't play this one last week, but I talked about it. So let's roll number 20, if you would, Ken.
Blade article references a study by Jonathan Albright, director of the Tao Center for Digital Journalism at Columbia, who found 9,000 videos on YouTube with titles that are, and I quote, a mixture of shocking, vile, and promotional themes that include rape game jokes, shock reality, social experiments, celebrity pedophilia, false flag rants, and terror-related conspiracy theories dating back to the Oklahoma City attacks in 1995. Ms. Downs, does Google think that this is a problem? And what is the solution that you're coming up with to address it?
Thank you for the question. So as you noted, Alex Jones posted the video.
You know what? I think I played this last week, now that I played it again. And so I just find it fascinating that these guys, they're so worried about dangerous material. And, you know, the First Amendment is dangerous. Now, if people think that there's libel or slander going on, why don't you go after folks on those platforms? But this blanket all-out ban, okay, we just want to ban these people because they think differently than us. These people that are at a gun range and they shoot guns at a paper target, that's offensive. And so we can't have you shooting an AR-15 or a 12-gauge or, you know, at a metal silhouette knock-em-down target, shooting slugs or something like that or whatever. So, you know, these commies, these twinks from Google, Facebook and YouTube and everything else, they're so anti-gun and so forth. They make it a community guideline to say, oh, you can't shoot a gun on a video and put it on our platform. That's offensive. And because these poor kids at Parkland, we were all shot. And so nobody should be able to see a gunshot on a video. You know, it's just the silliness here. But it's all building up to this basic clash. And this Dan Harmon guy, okay, so this guy's simulating raping children in his past and places, and this of this there's this whole breed of like these, it's like these fat guys that are drinking with beards and they're progressives. And they're, and then you're going to have to watch the language here, but just, you know, we're all used to dealing with this kind of language. Ken, if you would get clip four ready. And I know we're coming up on a break. Dan Harmon, he talks about Nazis and all this, but then this guy, he gets busted, of course. And this is from Black Pill, the YouTube channel I talked about. But he gets busted with all this creep stuff in his background. It's fascinating that all these people that are so focused on Nazis and Trump derangement and all the rest of it, so many of these people are creeps. Let's roll clip four.
The discourse is over. The war has begun. You're not talking to Nazis anymore. You're not talking to people that want to entertain the notion of being a Nazi anymore. You don't want to talk to people that want to circumscribe the concept of Nazism within a fucking Socratic dialectic about goddamn whether Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. They're fucking Nazis.
So that was Dan Harmon, the same Dan Harmon who made that simulated baby rape video.
And you die if you don't say you're not a Nazi!
If you think pedophilia is a problem, well, you must be one of those Nazis, and you need to be killed.
29% of the people are fucking Nazis! You're not getting out of this! We have fascism! It is happening! We're fucking dead, maybe, or maybe they're dead!
He is spelling it out for you.
That is what this civil war, and I promise you that's what's brewing, is going to be all about. And it's fucking over. The discourse is over. We have sat, we have talked, we have argued, we have pondered. The discourse is over.
This is what I mean when I say the left is at war. I'm not being metaphorical. I don't know what else you need to see.
You stab it! You cut it out! You bombard it with poison, or you die, and in any case, you will probably die. Don't die talking to cancer. Don't die hanging out with it. Don't die arguing with it on Twitter. It's fucking fascism. Enough!
Meanwhile, even though YouTube lets this video where he's literally calling for your extermination, they let that stay up. They're taking down InfoWars videos. They're not delusional. Okay, the right needs to wake up and understand that. Their followers are, okay? But when the left does stuff like this, it's not because they're being irrational. That's why their followers go along with it, because they're irrational. That's who follows the left, is people who can't think rationally. But the people calling the shots at the top, they know exactly what they're doing. This guy, Dan Harmon, knows exactly what he's doing. The people at YouTube that are taking down InfoWars videos and demonetizing my videos, they know what they're doing. So don't explain this away as they're just being irrational or thinking emotionally. That's who they are. That's what this experiment in tolerance has reaped. So many Americans grew up being told that just because you thought something was morally reprehensible didn't mean that you were in any place to tell someone else that they were wrong. It means nothing's immoral anymore. California just got rid of the law where it was illegal to knowingly and secretly give someone AIDS. They got rid of that law. And it gets even worse. Just in the last few weeks, there have been people having bizarre sex rituals that end in people dying. They're asphyxiating. And not only does no one go to jail, They don't even lose their jobs. And this is the dangerous thing, okay? When you censor speech in today's context, you're only censoring people on the right. But what it's going to do, it's going to radicalize the leftists, because it's going to put them in these little, it's going to force them into these safe spaces. And their perception of reality is going to warp, because they're never going to hear the other side. If you're on the right, you always hear the other side all the time. And you have to critically think about, do they have a point? how do I argue against this? How does this align with what I think philosophically? They never have to have these kinds of internal conversations. They never have to, or external for that matter, because they'll just block you on Twitter. Or they won't have to block you on Twitter. Twitter will just shadow ban you. The left is radicalizing in a way that does not end well. We're dealing with millionaires in Hollywood, millionaires in literally every major city that have access to hordes of brainwashed, low IQ, violent motherfuckers, violent shock troops that have demonstrated again and again and again that they will be violent. The frustrating thing for me is the solution to this is actually pretty easy. These people don't think for themselves. We just need to lock up the leadership. And these are people that we have dead to rights. We know exactly what crimes they've done. If Trump's heart is in the right place and he wants to throw the book at him, even then it's not easy. You got half the FBI, at least, and half the other intelligence agencies just overrun with deep state shills. And I don't know, honestly, I don't know how you fix that. I don't know how you fix that without doing something extreme. Like, honestly, it would look like, from the outside looking in, it would look like a military coup. The extreme measures that would have to be taken, I think, to fix this, you almost have to be in an official civil war, because you'd have to have the wartime powers to do the sorts of things that you kind of have to do.
29% of the people are fucking Nazis! Let's face it, that's a minority. We can beat them.
For Blackpilled, I'm Devin Stack.
All right. So you can stop it there, but I've been saying this, man, for the last number of weeks. I just have this feeling, and I've called into the shows, talked about this, and this guy just mirrored my comments. Somebody's going to end up locked up in these internment. It's going to be this radical Marxist element, or it's going to be the traditional loyal patriotic Americans, and we're going to see who it's going to be.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Lord, I played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man. Left a girl in West Virginia, up there where that green grass grows. I played in California. Never know, never know. Thought I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man.
Here we are back with the program, Incendiary Radio on RBN. Now, you know, something told me to pick this book up while we were during the break, Marx and Satan, since we're talking about these Marxist freaks embedded all throughout all the superstructure of this society. I mean, I got people in my own family with this Trump derangement syndrome. Just get this weird look in their freaking face, and I'm just like, what the hell is going on? But anyway, Chapter 7, Marx, Darwin, and Revolution. Marx and Darwin. And then you see this fat creep, this Dan Harmon with his big old belly with a drink in his hand, running his mouth. He was all drunk up there saying all that crap. You can watch the video. It's all over, you know, on YouTube and other platforms. But what was the specific contribution of Marx to Satan's plan for mankind? The Bible teaches that God created man in his own image, Genesis 1:26. Up to the time of Marx, man continued to be considered as the crown of creation. Marx was Satan's chosen tool to make man lose his self-esteem, his conviction that he comes from high places and is meant to return to them. Marxism is the first systematic and detailed philosophy which drastically reduces the notion of man. According to Marx, man is primarily a belly which has to be filled and refilled constantly, like that fat slob Dan Harmon. The prevailing interests of man are economic in nature. He produces in order to satisfy his needs. For this purpose, he enters into social relationships with others. This is the basis of the society, what Marx calls the infrastructure. Marriage, love, art, science, religion, philosophy, everything other than the needs of the belly are all superstructure, determined in the last analysis by the state of the belly. No wonder Marx praised Darwin's book, The Descent of Man, another masterstroke which makes men forget their divine origin and divine purpose. Darwin said that man springs from the animal world. Man was dethroned by these two. Satan could not dethrone God, so he devalued man. Man was shown to be the progeny of animals and a mere servant to his intestines. It is a strange coincidence that the 19th century gave the world three leading personalities opposed to Christianity, all bearing the name of Charles. Karl, German for Charles Marx, Moses Mordecai Levy, a.k.a. Charles Darwin, and the French poet Charles Baudelaire. The latter wrote in Abel and Cain, "Race of Cain, ascend to heaven and throw God to the earth." Marx wrote to Ferdinand LaSalle on January 16, 1861, "Darwin's book is very important and serves me as a basis in the natural sciences for the historical class struggle." Marx's son-in-law, Paul Lafargue, in Socialism and the Intellectual, says, "When Darwin published his Origin of Species, he took away from God his role as creator in the organic world, as Franklin has despoiled him of his thunderbolt. It was not Darwin's original intent to harm religion. He had written, there is a grandeur in this view of life with its several powers, having been originally breathed into a few forms or into one. In order to make his position more emphatic, Darwin inserted the phrase by the creator after he breathed in the second edition. It remained there in all the succeeding editions he published. Later, Freud would complete the work of these two giants, reducing man basically to a sex urge, sometimes sublimated in politics, art, or religion. It was the Swiss psychologist Carl Gustav Jung who returned to the biblical doctrine that the religious impulse is man's basic urge. The age of Marx was a time of Satanist ferment in many spheres of life. The Russian poet Sologub wrote, 'My father is the devil.' Another Russian poet, Bryusov, said, 'I glorify equally the Lord and the devil.' Marx was a child of the time that gave us Nietzsche, Max Stirner, an extreme anarchist, and Oscar Wilde, the first theoretician of freedom for homosexuality, advice which today is met with acceptance even among the clergy." Yeah, and I got a little stuff about Mr. Theodore McCarrick to talk about, the big investigator. Now he's got, as you've all seen, scandal coming his way. And look, I really am uncomfortable with somebody coming decades and decades and decades later and then throwing a scandal at somebody when they're already retired. And I mean, there's a part of me that's uncomfortable with that, but we'll talk about that later. Satanic forces prepared Russia for the victory of Marxism, just as they're preparing America for the victory of it here. Ocasio-Cortez and all these buffoons like Bernie, "White people don't know what it's like to be poor," Sanders. The time of the revolution was a period of when love, goodwill, and healthy feeling were considered mean and retrograde. Girls hid their innocence and husbands their faithfulness. Destruction was praised as good taste, just like here. There was a time of new writers who burst on the scene out of obscurity. Men invented vices and perversions and were fastidious in their avoidance of being thought moral. Isn't this what we have? Everything upside down. Good is evil. Evil's good. Clean is unclean. Unclean is beautiful. I mean, it's crazy. But I'm going to stop there, but we got to get back to things. But this thing with these people that have been imbued with this leftist as, you know, this collectivist lunacy. We talked about last week, even Comey, this dirtbag Comey's warning the Democratic Party, "Hey, don't go down this road with the hardcore wacko socialist. It's a loser." And so I was thinking about this today. Think about this. Just as we know that there are these people that are all embedded throughout the Republican Party, like John McCain and Paul Ryan and others, who are not traditional founding fathers type of limited government, separation of powers, conservatives, you know, maximum freedom and responsibility to the individual types. I have to put this out there. They're probably plants in the Democratic side of the House to make them look so crazy and wacko. It's just like, remember at the like when Rand Paul was running for Senate, you were having these Democratic operatives showing up dressed like Klan people to kind of join the libertarian aspects of Rand Paul somehow to like Klan like behavior. There's probably, and I'm going to say this, embedded within the more repugnant aspects of this Marxist Democratic Party, there's people there to make it so unpalatable that people have to run into the arms of this neoconservative Republican Party. And so think about that is people, the repugnance factor, people embedded in to kill out any kind of decent, just, you know, like people that are leery of corporate power and banking power and so forth and so on, that traditionally line up with kind of a classical liberal bent to the left. Just like all of the Blue Dog Democrats were run out of the Democratic Party, now all of the real kind of altruistic and benevolent-minded people that, you know, that want to take care of others and this, they're being basically ostracized and marginalized in the Democratic Party now to make it look like it's just a total, you know, cadre of whack jobs in order to basically... We'll see what happens with this 2018 midterms, but you got to look at it both ways, and that's what I'm trying to get, you know, myself to do, and I figured I would bring that out to the audience. Ken, and we need to talk about this. Get clip three ready. Regardless if there are agents provocateurs in the Marxist, and we know there has to be. There's probably a whole bunch of DHS types that put on Antifa gear and go beat up people, and it's just it's part of the, you know, the Psy War. And Chris from Las Vegas called, and we were talking about that last week. We have to realize that they embed themselves all across the political spectrum, read the protocols as they do, so our deep state does as well. It's kind of like a universal Machiavellian kind of dialectic process here. But let's think about this Civil War stuff, and let's roll clip three.
If you wait for a situation where you need more ammunition to get more ammunition, you waited too long. As tensions are growing in the United States, it's becoming more obvious why the left has been feverishly attempting to disarm the right year after year, false flag after false flag. But something that often goes unnoticed is also the subtle ridicule and demonization of the people that have been preparing for what now seems to be almost inevitable conflict between the left and the right. The demonization of people that many call preppers. The reason the left doesn't want you to have guns might be obvious, but why they wouldn't want you to have food, water, and shelter for your family might not be. It's not what you might think. It's not as much that they want you to be ill-prepared or unable to survive an armed conflict as much as it is that they know that you will be afraid of initiating a conflict or even supporting those that might. If you are living paycheck to paycheck, or even if you have thousands of dollars in your bank account but no tangible resources, you rely on the system to survive. So you will actively defend against threats to the system. And obviously, if you are on government assistance and unwilling to work for a living, you are certainly not going to want to fight for a living. Now, I've mentioned in previous videos that things will get much worse before they get better. I don't think everyone fully understands what I mean by that. If the current situation devolves into an actual civil war, parts of the country will be without food, without water, without power, without the internet, and without phone service. And without law enforcement. If you're in an urban area and you are not prepared to deal with all of these situations, then it very well could be a death sentence for you and your family. And I'm not exaggerating. So even though this isn't really what I usually do, let's talk about some of the basics because I think it could save some lives. First, let's talk about water. Water is actually more important than food. You will die of thirst before you die of starvation, and most people in urban areas don't even think about where they would get water if the water coming out of the tap were to dry up. Now, while you can survive on less, a good rule of thumb when calculating how much water you need to be on the safe side is about a gallon a day per person. Now, this can obviously become a difficult proposition for people who have limited space, so in addition to storing whatever water you can, it's a good idea to research local water sources and be prepared to purify any water you might harvest from the environment, whether it's rainwater or if there's a nearby river or something like that. If you can distill water, if you can collect rainwater, these are things you need to be thinking about right now. The next thing is food. Now, survival food is actually pretty inexpensive these days. If you have the money, you can spring for freeze-dried gourmet meals, and if not, you can stock up on high-calorie canned food. My personal favorite is peanut butter, which is pretty good survival food with a high-calorie count and a decent shelf life. I think the Mormons actually have the right idea when it comes to having at least a year's supply of food for each member of the family. And if you want to be prepared for the long term, seeds are actually, if kept properly, pretty much indestructible. They'll last forever and are almost free. Seeds for vegetables and fruit are very cheap. The next thing, and arguably the most important thing, is ammunition. If you wait for a situation where you need more ammunition to get more ammunition, you waited too long. And without ammunition, you might as well not have food and water because the people with ammunition will just take whatever they want from you. The question of what types of firearms and ammunition you should have depends on your personal situation, but I think it's a good idea that everyone have at least one rifle, and I don't mean like a .22 caliber, that doesn't count. I mean like an AR-15 or a SKS, something more powerful than a .22, a shotgun, and a handgun. Again, probably more powerful than a .22. The amount of ammunition you need also depends on your personal situation, but I think a good rule of thumb is to always have more than you can carry. And if you know you're going to be stuck in one place, honestly, I would get as much as you can reasonably store. Next, and probably the most overlooked thing you can get, is a means to communicate. Many of you listening to this have never lived in a world without the internet and assume it'll just always be there. This is a pretty big assumption, considering how vulnerable the internet is to both physical and digital attacks. So if the internet can go out because of a thunderstorm, you better believe it'll go out if there's a civil war. This applies to your digital phone, so your cell phone networks as well. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is right now to familiarize yourself with alternative communication methods like amateur or ham radio, or at the very least, a citizen band or CB radio. Good comms are vital. Otherwise, you're going to have no idea what's going on. Think of all the information that just in a normal week you get from the internet, the television, or your phone. If you think you get panicked when you accidentally leave your phone at your desk when you go out to lunch, just imagine how panicked you're going to be when there's no internet at all for weeks on end, when there's a war going on outside. And if you don't have the money or the ability to invest in two-way communications, at the bare minimum, you need to pick up maybe one of those cheap solar/crank-powered shortwave emergency radios that you can buy almost anywhere. They're dirt cheap, and believe me, it'll be better than nothing. Which leads me to the next thing, which is power. Power could become just as scarce as the internet and just as fast. As far as long-term solutions, I think solar is probably the most viable option for most people. Solar panels are silent, they require little to no maintenance, and most importantly, they don't require fuel.
Go ahead and stop
fuel.
It there.
Gas generators.
I think we're coming up on a break. Just some things to think about. You know, the last few years, since I've been on the air, we've been kind of here comes the break. But we've been kind of worried about this collapse and this descent into Mad Max Road Warrior. And so it ain't going away. See you guys on the other side of the break.
Oh, well, at least I can still remember when our city used to be such I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Holding fast between the lines, feeling fine, but when losing time.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio now. Wanted to kind of segue a bit into Italy. Being that I part of my heritage is Italian. This is at The Guardian. Italian Catholic priests go to war with Salvini over immigration. As far-right leagues, parties, xenophobic rhetoric spreads across this country, priests call for tolerance. Gianfranco Formentin, a priest in Italy's central Umbria region who has long preached against racism and in support of migrants, knows what it's like to clash with Matteo Salvini, the recently installed interior minister and leader of the far-right League Party. In response to the party's xenophobic rhetoric in 2015, the year more than a million migrants arrived in Europe and 150,000 landed on Italy's southern shores, he put a sign up on the door of his church in San Martino di Trignano, a hamlet of the town of Spoleto, saying, "Racists are forbidding from entering. Go home." He immediately bore the wrath of Salvini, who wrote on Twitter, "Perhaps the priests prefer smugglers, slaveholders, and terrorists. Pity Spoleto in this church if this man calls himself a priest." father, Formenton, is also believed to have been a target of intimidation by far-right sympathizers when his rectory and home were ransacked a few late days after Luca Traini, a failed league candidate in a local ballot, injured six Africans in a shooting in the town of Macerata in early February. As the Democratic Party, the biggest left-wing force in Italy, appears cowed in the face of Salvini's vitriolic immigration stance, fearing it will lose support, the interior minister's strongest opponents are priests such as Formenton. But they are struggling to convince parishioners to welcome migrants amid mounting adulation of Salvini, a Catholic who reportedly attends Mass. We have a population that wants blessings from the church, processions, and religious rites, but every time Pope Francis recalls migrants or the poor, they no longer listen. Well, look, there's a difference between worrying about poor people in your country and then letting your borders wide open and to completely destroy your country. These priests, for the most part, across the spectrum in all of our countries, are traitors to our countries. Because, see, they're no longer really citizens of our countries. They're apparatchiks of Rome. And Rome has been plundered and taken over by a bunch of thugs. It's basically a Zio Rome now. Okay? The Jesuits have been taken over, or they were Jewish from the beginning. Who knows? We can argue about this from till the cows come home. Liberation theology, which wrecked Central and South America, that's wrecking Venezuela now. This whole love affair with Marx and trying to bring Marx into the church and all this other garbage. Now you're dealing with these priests that are willingly, and we're dealing with the U.S. Council of Catholic Bishops here, who are outright traitors to our Constitution, to our people, to our borders. And they must be dealt with as such. I don't care if they wear a cowl or not. These guys that call for open borders and no border enforcement, the rest of it, they're traitors just like anyone else. See you guys.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were wound, together we will roam.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.